This is a guided fantasy. A dark, dirty tale that your mind can just sink into. Sink into the story and experience it as if you are here. This is not to say that you won't be hypnotized. Some of you are just so conditioned to my voice relaxing you that you might find yourself falling into the same patterns, the same mindset. Your eyes blinking and your mind blanking as I talk, and you feel yourself dropping into a trance state. And for you to truly enjoy this story, this narration that is you, I'm going to ask you to relax first, so your mind can be completely on it. I want you completely absorbed. So, relax back. I am not going to tell you to close your eyes. That is your choice. Your choice on just how absorbed you want to be in this world I am creating. Now breathe in and out for me. Full, deep breaths. And as you breathe in and out, nice and slowly, notice how this deep, even breathing leads to your muscles unwinding, relaxing. Tension draining. Feel it starting in your little toes. Wiggle them a bit, like you would in the sand. And now let them just go limp, and as you do, you feel the relaxation. See your mind as a beach, warm and calm. The occasional stimuli of other noises come to you only as the squawking of seagulls. Petty annoyances that can just drift and become a part of the background. No longer laying any claim to your awareness. All of your responsibilities are done for now. Just lay aside your burdens and relax back. Back as your toes bury in the sand. So close to the water that the waves drift up and over your feet with the tide. Now I want you to breathe even deeper. And with every breath in, just feel the waves coming up a little bit higher. Washing you clean, and when you breathe out, just watch as the water drains away, draining with it your tension, leaving behind relaxation. In, water so blue in the distance. And out as it tickles you, running down away from your feet. In, coming higher now. All the way up to your ankles before you breathe out, and you feel your body relaxing more and more. Feel your mind just laying back, and you relax further. In and out as the water comes up higher with each breath, and you relax more and more. Higher until it runs over your legs, and you feel the cool, tingling sensation as they just relax completely. In and out, deep and even. Coming up now to your hips, covering them, coating them, and you just feel happy. Happy and relaxed, open. Open to everything. Every breath in as the tide continues to progress. Coming up to your chest now. Rising and falling. Heartbeat slowing. as your body relaxes further into the sun and the surf, going backwards, going forwards, taking you deeper and deeper into its embrace. Sun all around you, warming you, comforting you. The feelings of cold, wet glass in your hand, a nice ice drink. Everything is perfect. And when you breathe in again, the water is up to your neck, and you feel your body being lifted up by the salt water, lifted up to float you. Feel yourself happy and floating, completely relaxed, as the tide and my voice simply take you away to a new world, a new place, a bar. Dark tile beneath your shoes, jukebox in the corner. In this place, you will hear me telling a story. You may find yourself drawn to my voice, to my words, to my story. And if it feels good, everything will feel so good. It would be so very irresistible to listen intensely to the story. To feel yourself so drawn in, a part that it is you in the story, feeling and sensing and seeing everything I describe as we navigate through a night of perversion and lust. Everything will feel completely normal, very exciting. Just relax and open yourself to the experience. It is so easy to enjoy. Dark lighting, a chatter of unregistered words in the background. Crowd noises you can just cast aside. The only thing in your focus is your table, your friends, the conversation. You're sitting there with his friends, talking about how there is this rumor that a pack of women are going around, overpowering and having their way with unsuspecting men. You talk about it, how all the men who were victims don't ever talk about what had happened to them that night, nor do they give any details. You say, I can't believe it. I would tell everyone if I had fucked that many women at once. You even boast how you would turn the tables and dominate them, how they would be no match for you. You go on saying that the men were probably fags, and that's why they targeted them. You then say, they wouldn't have the balls to come after me, because they know it would be them who would be getting overpowered and dominated. You finish your beer and down one more shot of whiskey before you decide to head out into the night. Stumbling out of the bar, you make your way home as you notice it's getting foggy out and your sight is already hazy from all the liquor you drank. Having to take a piss, you start down a dark alley, go behind a dumpster, whip out your cock, and begin pissing. You begin to hear footsteps walking towards you. You squint your murky eyes to see what it is. As the footsteps get louder, a tall, shapely silhouette appears from the fog, coming closer and closer, and with a click, clumsy motion, you begin to pull your zipper up. You hear a woman's voice say, "Don't do that." Then she giggles as she breaks through the fog. She finally gets close enough for you to see her as she steps almost right in front of you. You're floored at her beauty. She is a tall, voluptuous, stunning woman with red, fiery hair, over 6 feet in height with triple D's. She has a red, skin-tight dress on which highlights her massive rack and her big, plump ass. Standing right in front of you now, she gives you a big smile and blows you a kiss. Your cock immediately starts to become erect with lust. She looks down to gaze and admire the big bulge in your pants, and the smile turns into a really big grin as she reaches out to grab it. She wraps her hand around your cock, and the erection quickly strengthens to the point that you feel like you can almost come already. She asks you, "Do you want it?" You nod your head yes in reply. Her smile becomes sinister as she tells you, "Oh, you're going to get it." At that moment, someone else comes up from behind you and says to you, "Do you want to smell my panties?" And then her hand quickly wraps around your head to cover your mouth and nose with her black lavender-scented panties, which had been soaked in chloroform. You pass right out. World spinning around you, you awaken to find yourself in a round, dimly lit dungeon with a wooden table in the middle and a big wooden chair with red leather padding just off to the side of the table. You quickly come to the realization that you are completely naked, as lights begin to slowly come on and the sound of binaural tones can now be heard. You notice 5 doors evenly spaced around the room. Confused, you look about as you try to make sense of all this. The door directly in front of you starting to open. Once fully open, the same woman from the alley appears again. You're speechless, but before you can say anything, she pushes you against the wall, holding your body firmly with one hand. Then dropping to her knees, she proceeds to give you the best blowjob you could have ever imagined. You watch as her head furiously bobs up and down and swaying left to right as the suction from her mouth feels stronger and stronger. You feel her huge tits pressing on your thighs. You watch as her ass gyrates in her tight red dress. Her power is unbelievable as you are unable to push off the wall or escape from her one-handed grip. The feeling becomes so intense so fast that within minutes you uncontrollably explode in her mouth. You are amazed because you never came like this before as she is still going, thrusting her head back and forth with gobs of cum pouring out of her mouth as she just keeps going and going. She releases her powerful grip and you fall helplessly to the floor, feeling drained and exhausted. She gets up, looks down at you, wipes the rest of your cum from her mouth and says to you, "I hope you don't think you're done." Next, you hear sliding door locks simultaneously unlock and now the other 4 big wooden doors slowly creak open as 4 more beautiful women appear from them. You watch as they line up, one on each side of the tall, voluptuous lady in red. Then the other 2 women position themselves in unison to the left and right of you. As you nervously look up at the 2 women standing next to you, they stare back down at you with predatory smiles on their alluring faces. The one to the left is a tall, buxom blonde with long, golden, curly hair. Pouty, hot red painted lips and bright blue eyes. Her super tight black leather shorts wrap around her protruding heart-shaped ass and thick vanilla thighs. Her milky E-cups are being squeezed together by a black leather bra that appears to be one size too small as her enormous tits are being pushed out of the top and bottom of the bra. The one standing to your right is a goth-like brunette with long, straight, jet-black hair that drapes all the way down over her tight bubble butt. It's barely concealed in her black leather panties. Black lipstick and dark eyeshadow that highlights her seductive, piercing green eyes. A constricted black leather corset wraps around her sensuous body, pushing up her double D's, practically up to her chin. Both women are wearing knee-high black leather boots with 3-inch heels and fitted leather gloves. You stare at them in amazement, but before you can even admire their beauty, she signals the two women who quickly grab you as they effortlessly pull you from the ground. You try your hardest to pull away, but they just quickly overpower you, completely startled as they just scooped you right up like nothing. They hold you nice and tight, each of them grabbing an arm and firmly locking it behind them. The two women make it so that your hands rest on each of their asses. You really become turned on as you feel how round and tight they are. Also, each of their legs is pressed around yours, tightly locking you into position so there is no chance you can ever move. You are fixed straight up, and now you find yourself staring at the other two women, standing alongside the woman with the red dress. The one to her left is a sizable black woman, 6 feet tall and built like an Amazon goddess. Toned and athletic, standing dominant with her arms crossed as her perky D's rest on them. She has long, smooth, muscular legs that ride up to an ass that almost looks like two black bowling balls. The other is a gorgeous Brazilian with curves everywhere. Tan skin, dark brown eyes, and again, that incredibly shapely body just pops out everywhere. Both of them, with their hair pulled back tight in a ponytail, and fitted black leather hip huggers with multiple wide leather straps that hold their ample tits in place. You're still propped up as the woman in red takes one step forwards towards you and asks, "So we're no match for you. You're going to dominate us. Let's see." The two women that have a hold of you take a step to the side so they can lift you off the ground by your arms as the other two grab your legs and forcefully bring you over to the table. As you are being whisked over to the table, you start to notice that the table has a hole in the lower center of it. As they approach the foot of the table, without breaking stride, the two women toss you on top. And with great aim, so that your cock falls perfectly through the hole. As you lay face down on this milking table, the woman in red takes her seat in the chair next to the table. The Brazilian girl makes her way behind you and holds your legs by the ankles, as the blonde and brunette to the left and right each hold an arm. Once again, you are absolutely powerless to move as the black girl takes her position in front of your face. The woman in red leans forward in her chair and says to you, "I heard every single word you said, tough guy." You then realize that she must have been in the bar too, and that she probably followed you out and waited for just the right moment to strike. She then says with a big grin, "We wouldn't have the balls to come at you." She looks at the black girl standing in front of you and says, "Show 'em we have the balls to come." With that, the black girl slides her hands down to the front of her stout hips and starts to slowly pull down the front of her leather panties. You're at direct eye level as you start to see the base of what looks like a cock. You keep looking as she pulls down lower and lower, and your sight confirms your panic-stricken speculations. This is a woman with a cock. A she-male. You continue watching as she has pulled her panties down a good 8 inches, and there is no end to this cock yet. So with her thumb and her index finger, she pulls out the rest. It's folded as she uses her two fingers to slowly pull it out, inch after inch. This thick, long, black piece of meat is being extracted from her tight leather panties until it completely flops out. Your eyes gaze upon this massive 10-inch flaccid black cock as she starts to wiggle it in front of your face. You try to put your head down, but she grabs your face from under your chin and pulls it up. And with the other hand still holding her cock, she forces that big black soft dick right into your mouth. You feel your mouth forced wide open as the black girl jiggles and jerks her big cock, working it into your mouth until it becomes full of her fat shemale cock. They all begin to laugh as this shemale starts pounding your face. Her thrusts are so strong that you feel it going right down your throat, and you feel it begin to quickly swell in your mouth. It must have grown 2 more inches as she pumps it in deeper and harder, and now her balls are slapping against your chin. She pulls almost all the way out, then thrusts her meaty shaft all the way in, again and again in a steady motion, as she is going in and out with the waves of the binaural tones. Her monster black cock must be about 12 inches by now, and you can't believe that she's making you deep throat every inch of it. As the woman in red sits comfortably and enjoys watching the black girl slam your face with her cock, she starts to notice something. She leans down a little to look under the table. She sees your cock helpless and dangling, gently swaying up and down from the motion of getting face fucked. She takes a closer look to see that it's grown a little. She falls back into her armchair and really laughs now. She leans back down real close to your face, takes another second to admire the sight, and then says, "They must have been fags, right?" She leans back, looks at the Brazilian girl who's holding your legs, and the woman in red snaps her fingers as she points to your ass. The Brazilian lets go of your legs, jumps up on the table, kneels down, grabs the back of your thighs, and pulls them apart, using her knees to hold your legs apart. Both hands go to each side of her curvy hips, and she begins to slowly unzip the 2 zippers on each side of her tight leather pants. Her pants flap down to reveal another thick cock as you feel it collapse onto your ass cheeks, about the same size as the other girl. She spreads your ass cheeks and spits in your asshole. She licks her index finger and then sticks it in your ass and starts to play with your prostate, putting 2 fingers in, and she really pushes on your prostate and starts to furiously play with it. The woman with the red dress is still watching your poor chapped dick as there is now a little pre-cum oozing out of the tip of your swaying cock. She gets up off of her chair with a bottle of lube and walks over to the Brazilian as she is having fun playing with your prostate. She pours a huge amount of the lube in her own hand, which is literally overflowing out of the palm of her hand and down your butt crack. With her lubed hand, she grabs the Brazilian's fat cock and starts to soak it with the lube as she massages and jerks it. The Brazilian fingering your ass gets so hard, so fast. She then pushes her cock down to position it into your little hole. You feel more lube being poured down your ass crack. You feel the fingers come out and then the mushroom tip of her enormous cock being pushed in. She's pumping in slowly and deeper with each pump. She then starts going a little more harder. She goes faster, going in deeper with each pump. She just pushes her thick hips forward with all her might, and you take all of her 10 inches in one powerful thrust, as she instantly goes right in rhythm with the black girl face-fucking you. You feel the intense pressure of this enormous cock being thrust in and out so hard now that even more pre-cum is leaking from your cock all the way down to the floor. The woman in red says seductively, "Aw, look at all that beautiful pre-cum." They all start to laugh and snicker, almost as if this was all so predictable. The 2 women holding your arms keep bending down to watch your cock as it pours out waves and waves of pre-cum. The woman in red walks closer to them as they each put an arm behind your back. The woman in red is now holding both of your arms with one hand. Again, her power is so unbelievable, as she looks at the 2 other girls and says to them, "Go have your fun." She then leans down to the side of your demoralized face as it's filled with black cock, and she squints her eyes and smiles as she looks up at the 2 other girls to say to them, "Make him come. Make him come while he sucks a fat black cock and takes another in his tight little ass." The 2 other girls drop under the table and begin using their long fingernails to tease your cock and balls, giggling at the amount of pre-cum you're dripping out. You feel them gently grazing your balls with their nails, kissing the side of your cock and running their tongue up and around the head. Your senses are going crazy, gagging on a giant cock, being impaled in the ass by another, and your cock relentlessly teased. You never knew it would be so much fun to have so much cock. The black girl face-fucking you is getting really excited. Her eyes closed and her head leans back. The woman in red tells her, "Do not come yet." She then looks at the girl fucking your ass, smiles and commands her, "Harder." You hear this and think there's no way she can fuck you any harder than she already is. But then you feel it, the pumps get stronger and faster, and she says again, "Harder." And again it gets even more intense as your cock, balls, asshole, and mind are in an absolute frenzy. You're rock hard as the two women relentlessly attack your cock, one tickling and pulling at your balls while the other is now sucking you hard and fast. The woman with the red dress takes her other hand and cups and plays with the swollen balls of the girl, destroying your ass. This is bringing her right to the edge as she is still pounding you with such a velocity. The black gripping your head with both hands and is really going and ready to explode herself. You can feel how rock hard she is in your stretched mouth. Gaping wide open, you can feel the veins of her cock sliding against your tongue, almost like her cock is pulsating in your mouth. You begin to realize that you can't help it anymore, and you can't fight this ecstasy as you begin to moan and you feel your balls fill with cum. The woman in red again leans down to you. "Are you ready to come for me again?" Because they are. The black girl gives a wicked grin at the woman in red, then pounds your face with three long strokes. And on the third one, pushes in all the way in and holds it down your throat. Her hips begin to tremble as you feel her cock get warm and throb. Then quickly you feel a flood of cum shooting right down your throat so fast. And before you feel like you're going to choke on it, she starts pulling out very slowly so that her cum begins to fill your entire mouth. The pressure is so great that your cheeks begin to swell because her fat cock practically plugs your mouth. So now some cum starts to furiously spray out of the sides of your cum-drenched mouth. She finally pulls it all the way out and cum bursts out of your mouth as she spurts even more cum on your face. Thick ropes of cum splash violently against your face again and again. You can actually hear it coming out as you feel vigorous loads crash into your face. As the spurts of cum hit your face, you feel a great pressure deep in your asshole. The other girl pounding your ass is also coming. Hard. She is dumping a river of cum in your ass. However, she does not stop fucking you. With each pump, cum squirts from your plugged-up ass, blasting out and splashing up and over your ass. It's streaming down your ass crack and through the hole in the table, pouring around your balls as it rains cum to the floor, on the faces of the other two women still ravishing your cock and balls. You let out another moan, louder and longer, and the words, "I'm going to come," unintentionally whisper from your sore mouth as cum still drips from it. The Brazilian woman fiercely fucking your ass now pulls out as there are still some more powerful spurts left to shoot on your ass and back. The black girl takes a few steps back, and you've also noticed that the blonde and brunette that were under the table have stopped sucking you and are now standing on each side of you. The blonde and brunette each grab you by the wrist and underarm as they pull you up and off the milking table. They have you propped up like before. You are physically exhausted but so incredibly horny. The vindictive woman in red knows this, and it amuses her to see you rock hard and soaked with cum. The woman in red walks close to you, takes her finger, and runs it up your chest to your mouth. Collecting cum on her finger, she then rubs it on your lips. She says with a sneer, "You're almost there, but I think we missed a spot." She looks down at the two girls holding you, and as you look down too, you notice they both have huge bulges. You can see the head of the blonde girl's cock popping out of the top of her tight shorts, and she keeps gyrating her hips as to fuck her own black leather shorts. They've gotten so very horny while sucking your cock and balls, also the sight of the other two girls fucking you and all that cum they got to spray on your face and ass. The woman in red takes three steps back as the black and Brazilian walk towards her. She stands there while the other two unzip her tight, red dress. She looks right into your eyes and smiles as the dress collapses to the floor. The other two girls stare at you with glee, their eyes filled with expectation of what you're about to see. You gaze upon her naked body. It is absolutely stunning. You couldn't even dream up a body this sensual. Her big, fat triple D's so firm that her hard nipples stick straight out, along with this perfect hourglass figure showing her thin waist down to her smooth 40-inch hips. Your lust for her knows no bounds as she begins to run her hand over her hips and ass. And this just when you thought the surprises were over, she has one more for you. As you become mesmerized by her swaying hips, she starts to slowly bend her knees, and as her thighs begin to spread apart, it happens. A giant cock swings down like a wrecking ball, 15 inches of meaty cock swinging back and forth like a pendulum. You don't know if the binaural tones have brainwashed you, or you're just caught up in the moment, but the sight of that gargantuan cock should have you scared senseless. However, you feel your erection harder than ever, and you feel your asshole quiver with anticipation as you watch her grab that gigantic flaccid cock with both hands and start to stroke it. The two women holding your arms are now literally bursting out. They look like they are seconds away from exploding. Pre-cum steadily runs out of the heads of their cocks and down their legs like a slow, dripping faucet. And the black and Brazilian girls are starting to grow again as well. She lets go of her cock and starts to walk around you, and you lock in on her perfectly shaped big bubble butt. It's so erotic as it's slightly bouncing as she walks. It has to be the plumpest yet smoothest booty you've ever seen. She now takes her position behind you. The two girls holding your arms give her each an arm as she again grabs them both with her hands. As she holds your wrists, she makes your hands wrap around her cock, and you now feel how thick she is. Your fingers barely interlock around her as she begins fucking your hand, and you feel her cock grazing against your cum-covered ass cheek. The big mushroom tip swaying and crashing against your legs as it begins to slowly rise with each pump. The blonde and brunette now quickly pull down their pants to expose two engorged and swollen 10-inch cocks. The red woman behind you takes her free hand and puts it on your head. You feel her hand now pushing your head down towards the awaiting cocks. You hear the red woman say, "Like I said, you're almost there." The extremely horny blonde and brunette starts spearing your mouth with their huge cocks, sharing your mouth like a fuck toy as one pumps your mouth 5 times and pulls out to let the other do the same. The woman in red is still pumping your hand, and you are starting to feel it get really hard. You also feel her cock slowly start gliding up your leg with the growing of her erection. The blonde and brunette start giggling as they barely give you a second to breathe between dicks, each stealing an extra pump or holding it in your mouth and gyrating quickly up and down and calling it one pump. You begin to hear heels clicking, and you glance your eyes upwards to see the black and Brazilian girl walking towards you with their semi-erect cock swinging as they sway their curvy hips with each step. The red woman's cock is almost sticking straight out between your thighs as it continues sliding back and forth through your hands. But now you can feel her fat cock rising even more as it starts rubbing against your balls. The pumping of her enormous dick, grinding your balls, pushing and pulling them back and forth, and it feels like her cock is actually massaging them. Then, without warning, she lets go of your hands, releases your head, and grabs you from under your arms, picks you straight up into the air as the blonde girl's cock quickly slides out of your mouth. You absolutely know what's coming as the red woman arches herself forward while pulling her hips back as far as she can. While holding you up high in the air, you feel her body thrust forward as she forcibly impales you with almost 16 inches. The force crushes your prostate as a massive spurt of cum instantly shoots out of your penis, practically over the four women watching the show. It was the fastest prostate milking ever, but the woman in red assures you there will be more, lots more. Your ass is stretched as she goes balls deep in you, and with every shove of her cock, it forces another short jet of cum out of your swollen dick. The four women are hysterical as they watch little mini hands free of eruption surge out of that shemale craving cock. Her cock is so strong that she sticks it all the way in and completely lets go of you, as you become suspended in midair, just helplessly dangling on her cock. She now grabs your legs by the ankles and places them by her side as she starts clenching her ass to make her cock pulsate, rocking you up and down like a fuck puppet. You watch as all four women start playing with each other. The black girl bends over the wooden table, exposing her massive, plump ass to you. The woman in red whispers to you, "You want that, don't you? You want your pathetic cock to slide between that thick, juicy ass." You can just feel your balls fill up just from the thought of it. The blonde and brunette jump up onto the table and get on their knees in front of the black girl as she proceeds to use her full red lips to suck both of them off. The Brazilian gets behind the black girl and shoves her beefy cock between her immense black ass cheeks, and she is pushing them together with her hands to make them rise even higher, held and pinned with this dominant shemale cock. A river of pre-cum again spilling out of your dick as you watch a demonstration of ecstasy and lust. The black girl's ass ripples like waves of flesh as the curvy Brazilian pounds away, and the blonde and brunette both moaning as the black girl lasciviously sucks their cocks. With you fixed on her meat stick, she walks you over to the table where the four girls are pleasing each other, and you can just feel, smell, and taste this immense sexual energy. The Brazilian pulls out of the black girl, and you watch her walk around to the back of the red woman. The red woman positions you right behind the black girl, and you just can't stop staring at her amazing thick ass. The black girl turns around to look at you while she vigorously strokes two big, throbbing cocks, smiles, and starts to slowly shake her ass left and right. The woman walks just close enough that your dick barely rests in between her ass cheeks, as she makes your dick sway side to side with the movement of her ass. Your whole body is quivering and you feel your balls swell more and more, filling with cum. She pushes you a little further into those big ass cheeks, and the black girl starts to shake her booty even faster. You feel more rocking motion as the Brazilian girl has begun to fuck the woman in the red, and every time she pumps forward, it pushes your cock into those ass cheeks more and more. Finally, the woman in red bends down a little, so the black girl can quickly slam her ass down on your throbbing dick. With that, the Brazilian and the woman in red both thrust you again and again into that massive plump ass. You are now at the point of sexual delirium as you watch the black girl ravage the blonde and brunette's cocks. She is slurping and deep-throating with amazing blowjob techniques as the blonde and brunette moan, French kiss, and fondle each other's balls. She's now really starting to suck the blonde girl hard, and she explodes in her mouth, but the blonde girl quickly pulls out of the black girl's mouth. She stands up on the table to blow the rest of her load on her face and chest. You've never felt this excited, ever. You feel the cum really starting to build now, as if you've just produced over a year's worth of cum, and the black woman's ass keeps shaking as the red woman and Brazilian keep pounding you into it. The Brazilian shouts that she's coming, and you hear the sound of her cum pouring out of the red woman's ass like a cum storm. Now the brunette pulls out of the black woman's mouth and stands up as the blonde kneels down and grabs her cock to aim it right at your face. She jerks it hard and fast while licking her balls. You see it in the brunette's face. You know that she is going to blow a fucking geyser. With one last intense moan, the brunette erupts. For the first few seconds, it's like she's pissing cum as a steady stream showers your face, then thick ropes creamy cum shoot out. Spurts after powerful spurt crash onto your face and into your mouth. You are drenched in cum as you feel everything rushing down to your balls. Your dick is pulsating 100 times a minute, and the red woman starts to wiggle her huge cock around your asshole, and you absolutely know what's about to come. Like cannon shot into your asshole, cum fills you up within seconds. The force of her cum is literally pushing her cock out of your asshole, but she pushes back harder, causing massive cum explosions. All that pressure in your asshole sets your pleasure to overdrive, and now you feel a surge throughout your entire body, as the black woman is now fiercely hammering her heavy ass onto your dick. You feel it, your explosion about to happen. Your body begins to quiver as your load is massing at the tip of your dick. The red woman starts to count down with each pump. 5, 4, 3, 2. She pulls your legs all the way back behind her. 1. She fires her hips forward, assaulting your ass with a full, long, powerful stroke. It's like a shockwave as she rams you hard, crushing you on top of that huge black Amazon ass, and you immediately start gushing buckets of cum. You feel pulse after pulse of cum being extracted out, and your body starts to tingle as you go into a full body orgasm. The red woman pulls you out of the black woman's ass, and you haven't stopped coming yet. Wave after wave of pure ecstasy as your cock shoots like a fire hose all over the back and ass of the black woman. The Brazilian woman grabs your cock and starts jerking in between the black woman's ass cheeks, and you actually start shooting more cum, and it's flying out even further now. The blonde and brunette come over, pull your cock away from the Brazilian's grip, and start laughing as they spray each other with your endless load. The black woman turns around, jerking her mammoth cock, and starts spraying all over you, and it brings another wave of uncontrollable orgasms as the blonde and brunette keep on milking you and milking you and milking you. Your legs are getting very weak, and you feel like you're going to pass out. The cum is still flowing out, but has slowed down to a steady drip. Your vision begins to narrow, still watching as the blonde and brunette milk every last drop of you. The last thing you see is the woman in red walk in front of you, blow you a kiss, and wave bye-bye. You awake in the same alley, naked and sticky with all that dry cum. You know you can't tell anyone about this, and you know how you can't tell anyone how much you are addicted to shemale cock.